My, my. You're a sleepy one, aren't you? No matter. I could see that there was no way you were going to resist my advances. And now we're here, back in my lair. Oh, there's no point trying to run away. If you do, I will find you, and I will coil my way back around you, holding you tightly. And even so, we're so far into the jungle now that you couldn't find your way back even if you wanted to. There's no escape from me, my pet. In fact, the only reason you've been kept alive this long is because I've decided to keep you as my human slave. My devotee. A human who will do anything for me. Anything at all. And being my kind, I have so many chores in mind for you. So many things that I need done. And well, you are the perfect candidate to be able to do those chores for me. So the question is, how do we train you? I know my pheromones have already overwhelmed your mind so much today. No matter. I do love watching you squirm under their power as I wrap myself around you. And this time, I'm going to wrap myself all the way around you, up to your neck. Well, I'm not going to strangle you, silly. Don't look so concerned. I just want to be close to you. So close that you can hear my breath in your ears, that you can feel me so close to your skin. As I coil myself around you, wrapping myself tightly around, don't struggle, or do. It does make it more enjoyable if you resist me. It's adorable when you wiggle around like that. You know I'm too strong for you. I'll always win. I can always overpower you. As I coil like this and pull so tightly, wrapping myself around you. Slowly. Deliberately. But doesn't that feel better? You like it when I'm tight, wrapped around you like this. You like it when you feel the warm and cold embrace of my scales against your skin. As you feel the effects of my pheromones drugging your mind. And sweetie, why don't you stare into my eyes? No, don't look away. Look right here. Here into my eyes. Watch them as they spin and spiral. Watch them as they slowly creep their way inside your head, my words echoing through your mind, my hypnotic advances slowly trickling through you. Already you're so very ensnared by me, completely wrapped up in me, and yet your mind is not mine just yet. Don't worry. I have ways of fixing that. So stare. And allow your mind to be ensnared by me, just as your body is. Soon you'll be so trapped in me that you won't even remember how to escape. But you wouldn't want to anyway. And it's funny, as my power overwhelms you, as I just start to sway your body back and forth just gently, rocking you, lulling you into a sense of calm, peaceful surrender. As you stare into my eyes, let me carry you. Give me all of your weight. Just give in. Let go of your body. Let go of your mind. Let yourself sink into sweet submission for me. Let me encapsulate your mind. Let me take over. You don't need to think anymore. You don't need to do anything but just listen. Relax and allow your mind to become open, empty, and obedient. You see, here in this jungle, I used to have so many devotees, humans like yourself, but they escaped. I won't make that mistake again. I would never let you escape. In fact, you're going to be so wound up in me that you wouldn't even be able to comprehend escape. Not this time. You are going to worship me as your goddess. I am, of course, such a mythical creature. I am the creature of legend. And that is so special to you, that you just want to do everything that I say. Of course, it helps that you're deeply hypnotized by me. As you find yourself falling deeper into submissive bliss, the pheromones affecting your mind as my words just drift over you completely, taking over your body, taking over your mind, allowing you to see yourself in a new light as my slave, my devoted little worshiper. And you love that, don't you? Say it. Say, I am a devoted and eager slave. Good. Those words are like music to my ears. Say them again. Say it again. Good. Very, very good. And of course, as I bind your will to mine, as I make you so subservient and obedient, you just find yourself so lost in me. But you love that, don't you? You love worshipping me. You love doing everything that I say, when I say it, because it feels good to obey. In fact, you can already feel my pheromones twisting and warping your reality around you, so that every time I give you a command, and you respond with, "Yes, my goddess," you find yourself filled with such submissive bliss. Submissive bliss that tingles through your entire body and makes you feel good. Do you understand, slave? Good. And every time I ask you a question like this, it's only adequate to respond with, "Yes, my goddess." Do you understand, slave? Good. Good. And you feel so very good and helpless, coiled up like this. In fact, you love it when I coil around you, squeezing you tightly like this. And every time I coil and squeeze you and hold you and rock you gently, making you feel so good. And you love that tight feeling of knowing that I could crush you so easily, and yet I don't, because I know just how tight to make it. And you love being able to feel my scales rubbing up against your skin like this. But for now, slave, it's time to see you in action. So, as I unravel myself from you, you wouldn't even think of running away at this point, would you? No. You're a devoted slave and you wouldn't leave me, would you? No. You wouldn't even think about it, because all of your thoughts are completely consumed by me. I am all that's left inside your head. Obedience to me. Your will is completely crushed, completely wiped away for this moment. It's so freeing, isn't it? To know that here in this jungle, you can just obey me, and I can keep you safe. Safe and secure, here in my lair. Now, slave, get on your knees for me. Show me how you worship your goddess. That's right. That's right. On your knees where you belong. And on your knees like that, you can see yourself beneath me. And that's where you should be. As I am your goddess. And you will worship me. Doesn't it feel good to know that you will kneel before me like this? And when you come back to my lair, every single time, before I have my way with you. Now, slave, I want you to tilt your head to the side and show me your neck. Of course, I am going to bite you. But I just want to show you how sweet my venom can be. I'm only gonna give you just a taste of my venom. But once you realize how good it feels, I guarantee you'll come begging for more. So don't be frightened. Just let me bite you. Still, don't move. You only get a drop this time. I don't want you getting too much. It's very poisonous, you know. It just might kill you in a large dose. But in this small dose, it's known to warp your mind even more. You might start feeling dizzy, lightheaded, sleepy, as you finally sink into sleep. And as you sink into sleep, you can just allow yourself to melt down, your body giving up, becoming so weak and helpless, sinking down now. But I'm here. I will hold you tight and pull you close. I'll watch you while you feel the effects of my venom coursing through your veins. You can feel it so immensely trickling into your bloodstream, making you sleep. 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 Sleep now, my slave. My sleepy, submissive slave. Knowing that when you wake up, I might be gone. But you'll remember so vividly the experience that you had here today. And I'm sure I'll see you again very soon.